Review Center. What's your name again, sir?
My name is Russell Mills. I'm the chairman of the OCD.
First, that's mine.
That's yours, okay. The Honorable Mr. Stroop, we are your conductor hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on to the phone.
I've been waiting with bated breath. All right, good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to have to ask you to speak up a little bit. We can't quite understand you.
It's kind of hard, but I can hear you.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, would you please state your name and ABC number again for the record?
Joshua Mears, 30404.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing this time. To your right on the screen is the Honorable Louis Canovas. My name is David Neal. I'll be your panel chair. To my right is the Honorable Robert T.C. Wright, who is our board chairman. And to his right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. And then there is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Grady from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Okay, prior to this hearing, you received notification of the hearing and the date. Do you remember that form, sir?
No, you said you don't have it, but it's not on.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or pay a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
All right, thank you. All right, at this time I'm going to swear you, Mr. Grady, in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, sir, you're hearing me conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your committee supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your committee supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay.
All right, phase one, what we're going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So the violation, it's a violation of order of condition of supervision number three is demonstrated by your act of changing or replacing residence at 461 West 9th Street, Apartment C-123 in Mesa, Arizona, on or about October 4th, 2017. And I'm without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts will unknown unless you will abstain from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's false because I don't know why my mother was on the clock, she never even lived in a little bit. I really didn't.
Okay.
I was helping my sister.
All right, hang on a minute, sir. Let's get some more information. If you think it's false, we're going to get Mr. Grady to go over the allegation in a little bit more detail, and then we'll talk about it, okay? Mr. Grady.
Allegation number one. On 9/25/17, the offender was released from prison with an approved placement at 461 West 9th Street, Apartment C-123, Mesa, Arizona, 85201, with his mother. On 10/4/17, the offender reported to the MRPO and was seen by his assigned parole officer. During the contact, the offender reported that he is still living with his mother. On 10/18/2017, CCO Lopez conducted a collateral call with the offender's mother asking how the offender was doing. The offender's mother reported that the offender was not living with her and had not been home since 10/4/17. The offender failed to report to his assigned parole officer a change of address. The offender's whereabouts have been unknown since 10/4/17, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Follow-up number one. On 10/18/2017, CCO Lopez attempted to call the offender with no answer. CCO Lopez left a message and directed the offender to report to the MRPO by 3 p.m. on 10/18/2017. The offender failed to report. On 10/18/2017, CCL Lopez spoke with the offender's mother, who reported she did not know his whereabouts. On 10/19/2017, CCL Lopez called the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, who reported that the offender was not in their custody. CCL Lopez there was no other person or place to contact in attempt to locate the offender.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so Mr. Hurst, what's false about that?
I was up with my sister. That's the only thing I was doing. My sister was before. Yeah. My mom was in Mesa. I was up with my sister babysitting my niece's babies because she needed help. The cops are calling. I don't know why she told her I didn't live there anymore. I haven't been there since the day you said, but I still live with that address. I was just helping my sister out because she has a newborn baby and stuff like that.
Okay,
try to do the right thing. I call taxi every day, but my car did not come up because my car was great. I went and set up my classes.
Okay, sir.
I need to fill up my class.
Sir?
Yeah.
We're going to proceed on stuff here, and then we'll move on to phase two, and you can discuss that a little bit more then, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so based on the information in Ward 2017W3559, and the information Mr. Grady supplied from the Department of Corrections, I notified that Mr. Harris was a link of us involved in terms of division of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal way for the company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two now. And as we do, Mr. Grady is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Harris was released from DOC on September 25th, 2017. He was arrested on March 13th of 2018 by Arizona DPS. He has noted charges. He was returned back to DOC on March 13th of 2018. He has a CCD of September 30th of 2018. That reflects 160 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, burglary to his possession, 1 year. 2015, burglary to his possession, 1 year. 2015, major drug violation, 2 years, 9 months. He has no prior convictions. He has 1 term with DLC. His CUIR scores are 3.3. Mental health scores are 1. Substance use scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation. No prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2015, burglary to his possession, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Community risk score is a G4V5.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Harris, I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision and start out with the residence part. And that is September 25th to 2017, you were released. I would approve the placement with your mother in Mesa.
Yes, sir.
You left the residence without permission on October 4th, 2017, and absconded supervision. Okay, sir, you said that that you were staying with your sister to help her out, but you weren't staying with your mother, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well that's where this whole absconding thing came from. You weren't where you were supposed to be.
Yes.
You were either gone for like 160 days. During that entire time, you never thought you should call your PO and discuss the fact you weren't living where you told him you were living?
I was sure of where I did because I only have 1 more to go and I'm going to come back to prison. So I'm trying to do better than myself and do the right thing. I'm still young. I still have a long life ahead of me.
Okay, well, so did you stay with your sister that entire time?
No, I actually went to my father's house.
Okay, so you were two different places that you didn't tell your PO about.
Yeah.
Okay, did you have any employment during that time, sir?
No, just my uncle. And then we scrap metal business, and I was just making like $50 a day.
Okay, but so you worked there, and he gave you compensation for helping him?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were working, but not in what you consider regular job. Okay, but that's good. You were not just staying idle out there.
Yeah.
You were assigned a task for under the code gray.
Yeah,
and
you had results.
Okay, but your color hadn't been called as of by the time that you absconded.
And you were supposed to go to CHC for classes for substance abuse, but you had not started the classes by the time you absconded. So you have a drug problem, sir?
I used to, but I'm clean now. I didn't use drugs when I was out there.
Okay, so how long has it been since you used any drugs?
About 2 years, three.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions at this time.
Okay,
no questions at this time. Sir, we're going to be at the end of your hearing. We'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement before we go into discussion to make a determination. So if you would like to tell us anything else that you haven't already told us, try not to repeat yourself, and now is your time to give us that information.
I would just like to do anything I can to get back up there to my mother and do better for myself. Just put it in jail.
Okay, thank you, sir. Before we go into discussion and make a determination, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we aren't. We're discussing the situation. We do ask that you remain on the phone. Just stay silent, and we'll get back to you in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, where's my discussion? Well, this is yet another unfortunate case. Mr. Harris, he hadn't been in a whole lot of trouble, but enough to get him in there. And apparently there were some issues between him and his mother, apparently because, according to him, she knew where he was at, but he wasn't staying where he was supposed to be. And with that, not only did he abscond, but an extremely long period of time, I just don't feel that he's a good candidate for return to community supervision this time. But he'll be out at the end of September, and hopefully by then he can have a plan to make a successful re-entry into society. But I'm over here getting a discussion for many of my fellow board members. Is it? No discussion? Okay. Based on all the information in warrant number 2017W3559, the information Mr. Gray supplied from the Department of Corrections and all the other information in our discussion, I need to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Harris as he was arraigned of violating terms and conditions of supervision and I last with about the action of criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay. Okay, sir. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time, and the primary reason is a long abscond time. However, you will be released on September 30th of 2018. You won't have to deal with Department of Corrections or hopefully law enforcement at all. Between now and then, we suggest you make a good plan so that you know where you're going and how you're going to get there and see if you can find a program that you can get into after you finish your term in DOC. But you need some substance abuse programming and stuff when you get out there. There are programs that you can get into after you're done with Department of Corrections. So we wish you the best of luck, and this will end your hearing, sir. Okay, put the CO3 back on the phone.
All right.